with Barry Livingston, Rochester, Dennis A., Bob Crosby, and yours truly, Don Wilson.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go back to Saturday noon. The cast of the Jack Benny Show has just completed rehearsal and are now walking to the corner drugstore for a light lunch.
Now, Jack, I thought the rehearsal went well.
Yes, Bob, it sounds like a real funny show.
Yeah, funny.
And remember, fellas, next week's rehearsal has been changed to Friday.
Oh, gee, that's too bad.
What's the matter, Bob?
Well, I made an appointment to go up to Pebble Beach and play golf with my brother Bing.
Bing who?
Bing Crosby.
Name dropper.
Dennis, please. Bob, you can miss rehearsal. All right, kid, let's wait for the light to change before we cross the street.
I'm going to cross.
Hey, Don, the light's against you.
Oh, I don't care.
But, Don, here comes a big truck.
He'll just have to take his chances like everybody else.
Well, that's... Uh-oh, the light's changed.
Come on, kids, let's cross.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Don, if I told you once, I told you 100 times. Stop stepping on those MGs. Walk over them. Not funny. Now, come on. Let's all go in the drugstore.
Hey, fellas, here's a vacant table over here.
I'm right with you, Don.
Yeah, this is fine. Let's see, where's the waitress? Oh, there she is. I'll call her. Oh, miss. Miss.
What do you want, Mac?
We'd like to order. Can we have some menus?
We ain't got no menus.
Now, how do we know what you're serving?
It's painted on the window outside.
You mean, before I can order something to eat, I have to walk all the way outside?
Yeah, and if you're smart, you'll keep walking.
Well, I don't need a menu. All I want is a Swiss cheese sandwich and a glass of milk.
Yeah, I'll have a chicken sandwich and coffee.
Now, let's see. What do I want? Oh, miss, does this month have an R in it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have an oyster malted milk.
Go ahead, miss. Bring the order.
You mean you're going to let him eat that?
Certainly. It may make him sick. Now, go ahead.
Okay, I'll be right back with your food.
Hey, wait a minute, miss. You forgot to take my order.
Oh, yeah. What'll you have? CinemaScope.
Now, wait a minute, miss. Why is it every time I come in here, you make remarks about my being fat?
Because you are fat.
Well, you can forget it once in a while. Imagine you've seen fatter people than me.
Yeah, but I had to buy a ticket.
Don, why don't you order and stop being so sensitive?
Oh, okay. Miss, I'll have a hot roast beef sandwich and mashed potatoes.
I'll be right back.
Don, I wouldn't argue with that girl if I were you. She's not just a waitress, you know. She's in pictures, too. Her last picture was Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. She was the gentleman. Played it well, too.
Say, fellas, while we're waiting, I'm going over to the drug counter.
Oh, I'll go with you, Don. I got to get some stuff, too.
Say, Bob, I'm kind of glad we're alone for a second. I want to talk to you privately.
What about?
Well, during rehearsal, I noticed you bawling Frankie Remley out. Now, what did he do this time?
Oh, Frankie really aggravates me, Jack. The way he throws his money around, he never saves anything.
Gee, I didn't know that.
Yeah, if it weren't for me, he wouldn't have the necessities of life, like room, board, and bail.
Oh, that's a shame. Well, hasn't Frankie put anything aside for a rainy day?
Not a dime. That's why last week I secretly took out a life insurance policy on him, and I didn't tell him a thing about it.
On Remley? You mean you forged his ex? I mean, is that... Is that legal?
Well, certainly I can do that. It's in our contract.
Oh, well, that was nice of you. What kind of a policy do you take out on Frank?
Well, I've insured him against sickness, accident, and the electric chair.
You're kidding.
Oh, I got the same policy on all the boys in the band.
All the boys in the band are insured against the electric chair?
Yeah, Sammy the drummer isn't really bald. He's just ready.
Well, what do you know? Gee, I wonder if I could get a policy for my riders. Oh, well. Oh, Don, did you get what you wanted?
Yeah, Jack.
Hey, you're just in time. Here comes the girl with the food.
Here's your grub, boys.
Oh, waitress.
Yeah?
Shouldn't there be some gravy on these mashed potatoes?
There was, but after 3 days, it soaks in.
Don... Don't start anything. Let's just eat what we've got if we can eat now.
Okay.
Say, I'd like a little music while we're having lunch. Miss, if I gave you a dime, would you put it in the jukebox?
If you gave me a dime, I'd do a floor show myself.
All right.
I'll go pick out a number, Mr. Benny.
Hey, Dennis, he didn't find a Bing Crosby record.
Why should I help him? He's got 5 homes already.
All right, play one of your own records.
Okay. Oh, here's one.
That's a real good record.
Thank you.
By the way, kid, I've never asked you this before, but when you record a song, how much do they pay you?
3 cents for every record they sell.
Hey, that doesn't sound like much, does it, Jack?
No, but when you consider that there are 160 million people in the United States, and if each one of them bought Dennis's record, he'd make, let's see, 3 times 160 million. Why, Dennis, you'd make nearly $5 million.
If this is a build-up to stick me with the lunch check, you're wasting your time.
Trying to stick you with anything.
Hey, let's get the check and get out of here, huh?
Yeah, here comes the waitress now.
Are you clowns through stuffing yourselves?
Miss, I'll take the check.
Here you are.
Let's see. Okay, here, this takes care of the bill. And this is a tip for you.
Oh, Bowie, a quarter. Now I've got a chance with Ruba Rosa.
Come come on. Why do we come in this drugstore? Come on, fellas, let's go.
Yeah, it's getting late, and I want to go to a movie tonight.
Now, wait a minute, Des. I got a better idea. Why don't you all come over to my house, and we'll play some four-handed gin rummy?
Hey, yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
I'm sorry, fellas. I can't make it. Tonight's the night Well, I just can't make it.
Tonight's the night you what, Don?
Oh, I'd rather not tell you, Jack. You'd think I'm being silly.
No, we won't, Don. What is it?
Well, tonight I'm visiting a medium. We're holding a seance.
Don, you're kidding. A seance? You don't believe in things like that, do you?
Well, sure I do. I've been there several times before. In fact, last time I went, the medium put me in a trance.
A real trance, Don?
Yeah, she whispered several mystic words, used a little hypnotism, then everything went black. And my spirit flew out of my body.
Not flew, Don. Waddled. Believe me. But, Don, do you really believe in things like this?
Well, I don't know why you're so amazed, Jack. A lot of people do. I do, too.
Oh, well, look, fellas. If you all seem to believe in it, I've got a good idea. Instead of playing cards at my house tonight, let's have a seance.
Okay, that's fine. I'll bring the medium.
All right, boys. Now, see you all at my house at 8 o'clock. Well, Don, we're all here, and the medium hasn't arrived yet.
Don't worry. She'll be here soon, Jack.
Hey, by the way, what's her name, Don?
Madam Zimba.
Gee, that's a silly name.
What's silly about it? And listen, Dennis, a seance is a very serious thing, so I don't want you doing anything stupid.
Oh, I won't, and I'm very glad to be here. And I hope Madam Zimba can contact Sherlock Holmes.
Why?
I want to find out who stole the ding-dong.
Dennis, young in head. Listen to me. I don't want you...
Well, that must be Madam Zimba now.
I'll get it. Good evening.
Good evening. I am Madam Zimba.
Come in. Madam Zimba, we're expecting you. Madam Zimba, my name is Jack Benny. Oh, gentlemen, this is Madam Zimba.
How do you do, ma'am?
Hello.
Well, shall we go on with the seance?
Yes. And let me say that the signs augur well for this evening. Tonight, a small comet will cross the Earth's orbit. This is fortunate.
Well, are comets good for seances?
Yes. In fact, when the tremendous Halley's Comet passes close to the Earth, seances are at their best.
But that only happens about once a century.
That's right. You know, the last time it was visible from the Earth was in 1910.
Oh, did you see Halley's Comet, Mr. Benny?
Twice.
Keep quiet. What's that?
I am ready. It's time to start. Now, everybody, sit down. Form a circle and hold hands.
Come on, fellas. Come on, let's do it.
And now I repeat the mystic incantation. And then we... Wait a minute.
What's wrong?
There are only five of us here. To contact the spirits of the dead, I need a secret circle of six.
Gee, what are we going to do?
Oh, I know who to get. Oh, Rochester! Rochester!
Yes, Mr. Benny?
Rochester, we're holding a seance, but we need six people before we can contact the spirits. So you're going to join us.
Who, me?
Yes, you. Look, Rochester, if you're afraid, you don't have to be. A seance is a perfectly normal experience.
Uh-huh.
People have seances every night when they contact the dead.
Uh-huh.
Now sit down and join us. Wouldn't you like to talk to the spirits?
Not until I'm one of them.
Madam Zimba, maybe you can convince them.
I'll try. Look, there's nothing to be afraid of. It will be an interesting experience. You'll meet the spirits of so many famous people who have passed on.
Lady, I don't want to meet nobody I can't shake hands with.
Rochester, stop worrying and sit down. Now, let's start. I'll put out the lights. There. There we are. Proceed, Madam Simba.
Oh, spirits, we are ready. Oh, spirits of the netherworld, wherever you are, whatever you are doing, I, Madam Simba, command your presence. Now we mortals will sit in complete silence and wait. Look! Look! I think we've contacted the spirit world. There's something white coming in through the window.
I'll go fix you a sandwich, boss.
Sit down.
Yes, you're breaking the mood. Oh, spirits, come in. Come through the great cosmos, through the unknown, and visit with us. Quiet, everybody. I've made a contact. Come in.
I am here with a message.
Who is it? Who is it?
It's not for you.
If it's for me, tell him to slip it under the door.
Or sit down.
It's not for you either. I have contacted the spirit of Dennis Day's great-grandfather.
Gee. Dennis, me boy, I've been watching you all your life, and I've waited all these years to contact you. Come closer to me boy.
Okay.
A little closer.
Yes, sir.
A little closer.
Here I am.
Ah! How can a ghost do that?
There's no explanation to the mysteries of the outer world. Wait a minute. I've made another contact. It's a famous spirit. One who's been trying to speak to you, Mr. Benny.
Me?
Yes. It's the spirit of Diamond Jim Brady.
Gosh. Diamond Jim Brady.
Jack Benny. I want to talk to you, Jack Benny.
I'm here, Jim.
Jack, I've been watching over you for many years, and you've been a big disappointment to me. You've gone against all the things I've stood for.
Slap him.
Dennis, be quiet. What were you saying, Jim?
You've amassed a great share of worldly goods, and yet you persist with your penny-pinching ways.
But...
No buts. Why don't you live a little? Spend, spend, spend. Be like I was. I spent my money lavishly. Whenever I walked into a nightclub or restaurant, I'd pick up every check in the place. I had fun.
That's fun? I never thought of it that way.
Well, think, man, think. And believe me when I tell you, Jack Benny, you should spend because you can't take it with you.
Are you sure?
None of us were able to, but the odds up here are 10-1 you'll find a way.
Look, Look, Mr. Brady.
I must leave now. But remember my advice. Spend.
The seance is over.
Well, what'd you think of it, Jack?
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And you want to know something, fellas? It made me see the light. I'm going to change my ways. Starting immediately, everybody on my show will get a raise. And Rochester, you're getting one, too.
Gee, thanks, boss.
In fact, I'm going to the next room and phone my business manager and tell him all about your raises right now. Excuse me.
Well, how did it go, Mr. Wilson?
Fine. You were perfect. You did a great job of acting.
Well, I thought we all played our parts great.
Who was the smart aleck that slapped me?
Oh, it doesn't make any difference. Everyone acted great, especially you, Rochester, the way you pretended to be scared.
Wasn't that good?
You certainly were. That was a wonderful idea. We finally got Jack to loosen up.
Well, fellas, it's all fixed.
Did you talk to your business manager?
I sure did. He also manages the man who played the ghost, so none of you are getting raises. Better luck next time, fellas.
Jack will be back in just a minute.
Hello. Yeah, this is Mabel. Oh, hello, Gertrude. How are you? Yeah, I got another letter from Sylvester from overseas. He feels fine. He says he's putting on weight. Yeah. He also said he had dates every night for a week. Well, sure, we're engaged. But, oh, for heaven's sakes, Gertrude, not that kind of date. He likes to get packages from home, so I sent him a box of stuffed dates. Besides, he's too busy studying to have the other kind. Sure, he's still studying with you, Safi. So what if he does get out of the army before he finishes? They give him time to finish after he's discharged. This you, Safi, don't do things halfway, believe me. What? Of course I'm sure. That's the kind of dates he's been having. Sylvester's a very trustworthy character. Besides, what have those dames over there got that I ain't got? What? Nothing except that they're over there and I'm over here. Listen, if I thought for 1 minute that two-timing Sylvester was... Oh, I gotta disconnect you, Gertrude. My buzzer's flashing. I'll let you know when I hear from Sylvester again. Yeah. Don't take any wooden nickels. Bye.
You know, Rochester, even though you fellas all framed this seance, it was kind of interesting at that.
Well, boss, you're not mad that we tricked you, are you?
No, not at all.
You mean it, boss?
Rochester, I rather enjoyed it.
Why?
I was the one that slapped Dennis. Good night, folks.
Jack Benny program is written by Sam Perrin, Milt Josephsberg, George Balzer, and John Tackerberry, and produced and transcribed by Hilliard Marks. As usual, Jack Benny and all the gang will be back next week at this same time. See you then. Good night. Facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.